Part 1. Affordability. My story. Starting out. In 2006, I bought my first property as a single lad, about 1 month after I went self-employed. For some, it wouldn't be considered the brightest move, but I knew I could make it work, and I wanted to be completely in charge of my own destiny. I bought a flat right before the credit crunch struck, while I was still employed as a mortgage advisor, at the same time that Northern Rock was offering 100% mortgages. That is, mortgages with no deposit. Having bought the flat at the peak of the property prices, I spent a fair bit of time in negative equity, meaning that the flat was worth way less than the outstanding mortgage. In 2008, I met Aisha. We got married in 2011 and planned to have children almost straight after. We knew straight away we wanted to move from a flat into a house. We agreed that we'd buy a house, we'd live in it for 5 years, and then reassess our lives. At that time, Aisha was employed, and she'd managed to save a deposit, as she'd lived at home. We decided to work out how much we could borrow. At that time, it involved using income multiples, which I'll touch on later. We considered the monthly cost along with the prospective costs for our future children and set about finding the lowest interest rate and getting an agreement in principle. It was much simpler to get a mortgage at that time, as we used my salary and dividends from my business along with an employed income. In 2014, we had had 2 daughters, and the subject of schools cropped up. We hadn't considered schools when we bought together in 2011. By this time, Chelmsford house prices had really recovered and things were on the up, so I suggested moving. But we knew once our first daughter started school, we'd stick within a certain area to avoid her having to change schools. When we looked at the value of our property, we were shocked by how much it had shot up. I'd put the mortgage on the shortest term possible. The shorter the mortgage term, the less interest you pay. And we were now sitting on a nice amount of equity. We looked at houses and had an idea in our minds of what we wanted. We considered areas where we could see ourselves for the next 10 to 15 years while our girls went through their school years. It made sense financially too. My business had made a great profit that year, so every box was ticked. As I knew the amount of equity I had, I sat down to work out the deposit we could afford, bearing in mind all the costs of moving, including 1. Solicitor's fees, 2. Stamp duty, 3. Valuation and surveys, 4. Paying off our debts to put us in the best financial position, and 5. Removal costs. The mortgage goalposts had moved since we had bought our first place. The industry had tightened up. The income multiples I had used during my career had been removed and replaced with a new affordability checks, which means lenders have a responsibility to check your overall income and expenditure to see how much you can borrow.